Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I was already sweaty just anyway, but my anxiety, my hair was wet. I had lip sweat. I had boob sweat. I mean, it looked like I'd been swimming.
No one really told us that trying to play it cool as a mom would be so difficult.
We've all embarrassed ourselves while trying to be super mom.
And this episode is a celebration of those awkward moments. What up, breeders?
Welcome back, breeders.
Welcome back to Band of Mothers podcast.
Happy to have you here.
This is episode 2 of our series dive into, well, that happened.
Well, that happened.
Because we all say that every day of our lives. Mm-hmm. Thank you for tuning in last week. We did our first episode and it was focused on all the messed up things your kids have done. And if you haven't listened, it is fun and silly and cathartic and gross and very enlightening.
It is one of our grosser.
It's pretty gross, but like not anything you've never dealt with before. It's like validatingly gross.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. So that focuses on the messed up things your kids have done. That was week one. And this week we're focusing on the messed up things we've done.
So many
embarrassing mom moments. Motherhood is just embarrassing.
It's embarrassing for many reasons, right? Like, it's embarrassing because you don't feel like you know what you're doing. So you're just embarrassed that you don't have your shit together. Mm-hmm. But then there's actually like, my God, I'm meeting this new person and my kid's finger is so far up their nose that that's embarrassing as a mom as well.
And then there's the grand poobah of embarrassment, which is when you have really told yourself you've got your shit together.
And then that's just disappointment.
And then you just screw it up. It just all blows up in your face.
But it's all of us. And that's the point.
Yes.
So we're going to be...
Me most of all. I feel like.
So we're going to be sharing some mom stories with you again, as we do now in our new format of this podcast, as well as some of our Bomb Pod live performance with you.
Yep. So we've got a game that we recorded at last month's Bomb Pod Live here in Denver. So you're going to hear that. Shay wrote a new song that we sort of sang together.
Yeah.
Which is really fun.
It's interactive.
It's an interactive song.
Like, it's about being a mess.
Right.
Because people talk about mommy brain, but essentially...
You're just a zombie.
You're just a zombie. And so it's called Mommy Zombie.
Yep. So we hope you guys enjoy. Thanks to everyone who has called in and left messages. We're still looking for unbelievable birth stories. Mm-hmm. And if your kid has any, like, if you've had any, like, creepy episodes with your kid, like, does your kid see dead people? Does your kid talk to a ghost when you're reading him or her stories at night? Do they have an imaginary friend?
Right.
Call our hotline and just share your story, because you could become... podcast famous. We might feature you.
You will be very famous.
Because we're so famous. And then you'll by default be even more famous. So
obviously.
Call bandofmothers.com/share your story. And we hope you enjoy.
My 4-year-old was doing a puzzle with her grandpa, aka my dad. She proceeds to tell him, "Hey grandpa, did you know my mom has a hairy crotch?"
So my most embarrassing mom story happened, we were in Las Vegas at a deli. And so it was like in the middle of a casino. We're at a deli and I'm with my 3-year-old son and 1.5-year-old daughter. And we're sitting on these chairs that had slats in them. And my son at the time had just been potty trained, was in underwear, and we're eating our food. And all of a sudden we hear dripping and we look over and he had peed his pants, but not just peed his pants. He had peed so much it had gone through the slats in the chair and was just puddled. And for whatever reason, the floor was kind of angled. So the pee was just rolling down everywhere, absolutely everywhere. So my husband and I are like, oh my God, we freak out. We jump up. Our 1.5-year-old gets up. She stands up, slips on the pee, falls down, hurts herself. So now we have a 1.5-year-old that is crying because she hurt herself, and pee everywhere. So at that point, I just took both kids outside the casino and let my husband deal with it.
I had a super embarrassing mom moment when my son was, probably 3 months old. I'd gone to the mall with him and, you know, just to walk around because, like, what else do you do? And I went into a Forever 21, which, if I'm being honest, everything is way too young. I should not have been in there, but, you know, whatever. So I'm walking around with my son, and I want to go upstairs. And so I ask if they have an elevator, and the girl just shakes her head no. And so I go, okay, I'm going to go up the escalator. Now, it is clearly marked, like, don't put it... Don't put a stroller on this, but I'm thinking, like, I'm strong enough. So going up is totally fine. And then I have to come down, and the stroller was a little bit wider than, like, the opening. And so I had to kind of wedge it in there, but I thought it's fine. Like, I'll be on this bottom step and I can just hoist him up. But it was so tight that it sucked the stroller down. And so I had to quickly, like, jerk the stroller up to keep him upright. And so the bottom bar of the stroller was cutting into the bottom of my feet, where my ankle and my feet meet. It was so painful, but I was like, oh, you know, I got to keep it together. And frankly, I was already sweaty just anyway, but my anxiety, my hair was wet. I had a lip sweat. I had boob sweat. I mean, it looked like I'd been swimming. So we get down to the bottom. We're about to get off. And then all of a sudden, the escalator sucks me down. And I go gunk, gunk, gunk a couple times, not on my head, just on my butt. And then as I get to the bottom, it pulls me back up. And I'm still holding on to the stroller, by the way, the whole time. So I'm kind of like straight, like stiff body. And I get pulled back up at the bottom. My ankles are bleeding. I mean, it was insane. And honestly, when I pulled back up, it kind of looked like, you know, in that Michael Jackson Smooth Criminal video when he, like, leans forward and leans back, and it's like, that's what it kind of looked like, but, like, with a stroller. Anyway, as I get back to down to the bottom, like, the 14-year-old store manager was like, ma'am, why didn't you use our elevator? And I'm like, because I didn't know that you had one. And she was like, ma'am, next time you gotta use, ma'am, okay? You have to use. So I was completely ma'am shamed, dripping with sweat, with bloody ankles. And of course, my son was asleep and didn't notice any of it.
Worst is always whoever is working at the store just looking down at you as if you're just the lowest of the low.
Well, first of all, it's Forever 21. So, like, whoever's working at the store, you're already embarrassed for being in there.
You're already embarrassed. Oh my gosh, it's so true. I was in Nordstrom and I was embarrassed.
What is this insecurity that we have?
Well, first of all, I don't understand the clothes right now, mainly because I was wearing these clothes at the age appropriate age of, like, 18.
You mean the crop tops?
Like, all of it. So I don't know. Like, I walk in and I feel very embarrassed.
Yeah. I mean, I obviously those are our own mental problems. Notice I said our.
Sure.
But yeah.
Thank you.
But there's so much about salespeople and then being in there with a kid, which, by the way, the fact that he was sleeping the entire time is...
Of course.
Of course he was. He almost died.
He almost got eaten by an escalator.
Literally almost murdered your son on an escalator.
I'm just imagining Amy with her bloody ankles, just all sweaty and, like, looking just like she just, like, ate a bunch of crack, like, going through the mall.
Like, I boob mean, sweat, like, smiles under each boob.
That was one of my first embarrassing moments was in a, like, from a, I was at Saks Fifth Avenue. I've told this story, remember, and I tried to breastfeed in one of their bathrooms. And, like, a store person came in and just, like, looked down at me for daring to breastfeed in a Saks Fifth Avenue bathroom.
Really?
Yeah. And I was, why are you always sweating? I was so sweaty.
Do you feel like there's lots of sweaty moments in airports whenever you're nervous about having your kid in public?
But then it's this, I think there's, like, sweat and then there's, like, embarrassed mom sweat. It's a different level of sweat.
Yeah.
Embarrassedmomsweat.com.
Certainly.
Yeah. And then can we all just agree that kids are fascinated by our crotch hair and that we shouldn't even be embarrassed about it anymore because every kid says something about their mom's pubes?
Yeah.
Without fail.
Well, why wouldn't you?
It is
Remember when I was peeing in front of Bo and then he pointed up and he goes, "That's dog hair." I was like, well, I mean, we do have a black dog.
You do.
I am a brunette.
You are. And we also live in Colorado. So yeah. There's just not a lot of shaving that happens.
But he's never certainly told people about that in public. Although, you know what he did recently? Our really good friend got a Gucci purse for her birthday. And I guess we've been talking about it around the house because it's like, it's fabulous. And it was, you know, it's obviously a big purchase. And Bo comes, she was picking him up from school and he goes running out into the playground area straight to her where, you know, all the parents are standing around waiting for the kids and goes, "Nikki, how much was your Gucci purse?"
Oh, nice. Sure.
I felt so bad. I was like, I'm very sorry that he did that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So funny. Well, coming up, you guys are going to listen in on a little game we recorded at our last show.
We call it Stump the Breeder. And we invite a mom from the audience to come up and play with us and see how knowledgeable they are.
Because if you don't know the answer, then you're obviously not a breeder.
Obviously.
So we're going to ask you some questions, some very scientific questions that you should probably know if you're a breeder. And it's multiple choice. And then you just need to tell us what you think is the right answer. Okay. And you guys can totally help. But first of all, tell us your name.
Kiri.
Kiri. Okay, Kiri. And how many humans are you raising?
Two, if you don't count my husband.
Okay.
Excellent.
Well played, Kiri. Okay, here we go. First question. During pregnancy, your body makes a hormone called relaxin, which makes you A, talk to other moms on the playground, B, have looser joints, C, want to have anal sex, or D, less angry when your spouse complains that he's tired.
It is B.
Excellent. You are correct. It is B.
It is B. Very good.
It is B.
Relaxing, everybody.
Excellent. Good to know. Okay, next question. Around 3 months postpartum, it's very typical for a woman to A, lose up to a third of her hair, B, finally shave her bush, C, change her baby's name, or D, unfriend her mother-in-law on social.
I think it's A.
It is A. You are correct.
You are correct.
All right, next question. The practice of parents publicizing content about their children on internet platforms is called A, sesame tweeting, B, kidfluencing, C, sharenting, or D, kid flapping.
It's C.
You are correct. It is C. Good job. I had never heard of it before.
It's called sharenting.
Sharenting. Now you know.
We're all doing it.
Okay, next question. Humans secrete the same hormone during breastfeeding as they do when A, interacting with a dog, B, making their first charcuterie board. So exciting. C, watching Schitt's Creek.
Ew,
and David. D, farting on an airplane.
I will go with A.
It is A. But what? Can we all talk about how much we miss farting on airplanes?
Okay, you're doing great. Next
you're
question.
Doing great.
The common shape of a woman's cervix who has not given birth is an O. However, after giving birth, a woman's cervix will typically look like A, Boris Johnson, B, a big toe, C, a smile, or D, a dino nugget.
It should be C.
It is, in fact, C.
It is, in fact, C. Yay!
Awesome. We're learning something. So many new things.
80% of parents with children under 12 say their kids, A, watch YouTube, B, don't stop talking, C, ruin their marriage, or D, won't eat the shells kind of mac and cheese.
I would say it's got to be A.
It is A. Can I just tell you that my son won't eat the shells and my daughter won't eat the elbows? I am.
That's when Aunt Tracy says no one gets mac and cheese.
That's right.
Yeah. Next question. A lactating woman who is hired to breastfeed someone else's child is referred to as A, really good friend, B, a wet nurse, C, a moist nun, or D, a slippery rag.
It is B, a wet nurse.
You're correct. It is B, a wet nurse.
But can we just move on to moist nuns? Because it's just so much better.
Not sure those two words have ever been in a sentence together before.
All right.
Next question.
Awesome. Next question.
The very first pregnancy tests on record were found in ancient Egypt. To determine if she was pregnant, a woman would A, pee on a field of wheat and barley, B, pee on a cat, C, pee on a mummy, or D, suck a pharaoh.
I would say we'll go with A.
It is A. Apparently, she would pee on a field, and if wheat sprouted, it was a male, and if barley sprouted, it was a female. Just telling you some facts. Are we have more, yeah.
Okay, here we go. The most popular baby name so far in 2021 is A, Olivia, B, Vaccina.
It's cute.
C, they, or D, where's your mask?
Where is your mask? Where is your mask?
Go get your mask.
Where did all the fucking masks go? You had 40 of these masks. They're all gone.
All gone.
It is Olivia.
It is, in fact, Olivia.
It is Olivia. You guys, give it up for our amazing breeder. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
God, this is such an embarrassing story. Okay, so my son was in soccer, and every year their soccer team they come up with their own names. Well, Julian's very passionate about a good name for his team. So he got in, he was all upset. He got in the van to go home, and he was just complaining. I said, oh, those are all good names, you know, and their shirts were red. And so I just know, if you knew my family, they sort of have sometimes make some off-color jokes. And so I just happened to say, oh, well, you know, you could be the used tampon or the bloody tampon or something like that. And we sort of just laughed about it. So I didn't think anything about it. And the next day that they had practice, I was on the side of the field, and it was at the end of practice. I see everybody sitting down. I'm not thinking anything. And then I see everybody looking back at me. I'm thinking, what's going on? Julian's just got this big smile on his face, just smiling. I can see these two people looking, the two coaches looking at me. And so then Julian starts walking back. And then I hear him say, hey, mom, I told everybody about the name that you came up with. And I was like, oh my gosh, I said, just get in the car really quickly. And so he had told the whole team, like, my mom came up with this good name called the used or bloody tampon. And I was like, oh my gosh. And come to find out, like, the person, one of the coaches was a minister, and the other coach was a mom's, like, was in my Christian mom's group from like a couple years previous. So I had to send them this email because I was like horrified. So I sent them this email and I just could not, I'm like, I cannot tell the truth on this. I tell my kids all the time to be truthful, but I just had to say that boys say the darndest things. I'm sorry you said that. I could not admit to saying that. I felt awful about not, I mean, I don't like to lie, but I just couldn't fess up to that one.
So my name is Taramiko Ballantyne, and I am in Austin, Texas, and I'm raising one human who is currently 6 years old.
So tell us about your tale on the airplane, Tara.
So I can now look back and laugh at this moment. However, not so much in the moment, and I think a lot of moms can relate that some of those moments do make some of the best highlights. That being said, I was a new mom and I was really struggling with kind of figuring out, you know, who I am and being a mom. And one of the things that I have always loved to do, and it was really important for me to try to figure it out, is travel. So that being said, our story starts with my first flight as a mom. So I had taken a flight with my husband before, but this is my first time that I have flown on my own by myself. And I was flying to Kauai, Hawaii. So Austin, LA, LA, Kauai. So the journey started in Austin about 45 minutes after takeoff.
And how old was your daughter at the time?
She was not quite one. Okay. So I would say she was probably around 10 months old at the time. Hindsight, maybe not the best idea. That being said, about 45 minutes into the flight, which is a 3-hour flight, my daughter started having a blowout. And it was a blowout like no other blowout. Poop was coming out of the back of her diaper. Oh, like lava. And it wasn't like, you know, let's get into the details, right? It wasn't sure. Like wood. It was like a black cat that you would light, like a snake.
Oh,
firework. Not hard, not soft, but like flowing out of her diaper. I think it was only a couple seconds, but in hindsight, I felt like I sat there for an hour just watching the eruption, the show in horror, but it was probably just a couple seconds. And I do remember that I had a blanket, like it was cool that morning, but I also had my shirt. And so I do what all moms do, which is you start like reacting and thinking at the same time, like, what am I going to do? And I kind of like scooped the blanket and my shirt underneath her, kind of like a poop hammock, as I start to shuffle out of the aisle. And with all my best efforts to hold her and to try to contain, it wasn't happening. And pieces of poop were coming out as I was proceeding towards first class with my head down in horror. I don't even know if it was in horror, but I was trying to calculate like what to do, how to process this. And it's also dropping out of the poop hammock as I'm moving up. And so I don't know if I had my head down because I didn't want to make eye contact, but I literally was like, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I have to do something. So I get up there and I close the bathroom door behind me and I lock it and I kind of assess the situation. And by now, like, tears are starting to come out like the poop in her diaper out of my eyeballs because I don't even know where to start.
Yeah.
So I pop open the door and I'm in first class and I say to the flight attendant, I'm like, can you hand me a trash bag and any napkins you have available. And I feel like her face was like, ugh! And I was like, I gave her a look like, not now.
Not now, yeah.
So she handed me a trash bag and some napkins, and I shut the door. And basically, my only option was to throw everything away. There was no salvaging it. So I'm putting everything in the trash can, and I'm trying not to make a mess at the same time. And she did knock on the door and gave me some wet washcloths from First Class. And so I tried to clean her off as best as I could and then put a change of clothes on her. So I had a change of clothes for her, realizing in horror, I did not have a change of clothes for myself.
Of course not.
Luckily, I was wearing all black, and I was like, okay, no problem. I'll just get to LA and like I'll buy like an I Love LA pink glitter black like sweatsuit. It'll be fine. But I did have hand sanitizer on me because, you know, pre-pandemic, as a parent, you carry that stuff on you. So I literally opened it and doused it all over me and was hoping that that aroma was stronger than the poop aroma. Because for 9 months, they're drinking, they're eating solid. So like, we got, it's real poop. I was in the bathroom for so long dealing with it and honestly not wanting to go back to my seat that the flight attendant kind of dealt with the aisle. Long story short, I get back to my seat trying to be like not embarrassed because it is what it is, but also like trying to comfort my child. Like her stomach is clearly upset, like and focusing on her and like what she needs. And kind of formulating my plan of like, I land, get new clothes, get on the plane, knowing that I have to switch terminals. So if anybody's ever been at the LAX airport, moving from terminals is very difficult. So I had to move quickly. So we land and we sit on the tarmac for basically long enough that I no longer have an opportunity to get clothes. I have to run. So as I'm leaving the airplane, and I had to clean all the poop out of my seat, P.S. Like, I was kind of like...
It was in your airplane seat?
In my airplane seat.
Were you sitting next to someone?
I did, and they were horrified and hated me, and we did not become friends. But I used, like, the vomit bag, and I mean, I was doing the best I could, considering...
Were people saying things to you? Like...
No one said anything, and I don't even, and if they did, I didn't listen. I was just like, tune out. Like, I'm embarrassed enough. Like, please, like, do not make this mother feel any worse than she already feels.
Yeah.
And so as I'm leaving the airplane, knowing like I have to run in a dead sprint to get to my next flight, the flight attendant handed me two bags. So like imagine white lunch bags, like paper bags. And so I have no idea what's in them, but I grab both bags and I proceed to run at full speed to the next terminal. And so in LAX, you have two options. You can either do outside, or they have tunnels that are underneath. Anyways, they're hot. So by the time I get to my plane, I'm the very last person on. They're like calling my name. I am sweating. So sweating.
Poop.
Outfit. I get on the plane. I'm crying. Like, I am like, I it's just not a good day.
Yeah.
And I sit down and I'm relieved that I made the plane. And like, you know, here's a new set of people that have no idea what happened.
They just know you smell.
An ironic kind reset. And I sat down and I look into the two bags, and one bag is completely full of wet washcloths, warm wet washcloths from First Class. And the second bag is full of Little Tito's vodka. I think I cried even harder, but I was laughing so hard that the person next to me just thought I was absolutely crazy. Like it was so funny. And I forgot to mention that as I got off the plane and the flight attendant handed me the two bags, she was like, honey, you're going to need this. And I actually ended up taking one of the vodka bottles and pouring it on myself in the airplane because of the poop smell. Like, I was like, okay, like, I don't know. You just do what you got to do. And someday you'll laugh about it, I promise. But like, what does it kill you makes you stronger.
I've been embarrassed in many ways, actually talk about this in the song that you all will hear, but I was so like crazy when the kids were little, because they were so close together. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think that's an excuse. Everyone's crazy when their kids are little, but I remember we went on a walk and I was holding Bo, who was the baby at the time, and walking back from the park with like the family, we ran into our neighbors, and all of a sudden I had this major panic moment and I was like, oh, where's Bo? But I was holding him and I had a beer in the other hand, and my neighbors across the street were like, wow. And honestly, they never talked to me again. They moved, so I'm good now, but that was a real low point for me.
But I doubt it was because of the beer.
I know, but in the moment you think it. Like, sure, you're so insecure about
it. It had nothing to do with your absolute neurotic breakdown in the middle of the street.
No, certainly not that I was holding my son and looking for my son. But the beer was just the additional.
Sure. No, it's an added detail that really just.
Idiot mom, yeah.
No, oh, gosh, no. But yeah, I feel you. That is funny that they never talked to you again.
What was your most embarrassing moment?
I'll tell you a recent one. I guess it was recent. Whenever I was allowed to go on the playground at school, mm-hmm. so a year and a half ago now. And you know, I've said this before, like, I just don't, it's like, I never really feel like I've got my shit together, you know? And so I just am, and I, you know, we work from home and we're so busy and I get so in the zone. And so then I just throw on clothes to go pick up my daughter and just I don't even look at myself during the day. You know, I think when you work from home, you just forget.
Oh, sure.
How you present yourself, because you're just in a bubble.
Which, can we just say, like, is terrible for our self-esteem. Because when you do look at yourself.
It's shocking.
Shocking.
Yeah, it's awful. So on Wednesdays, we would always, all the parents would gather and hang out while the kids play in the playground. And I don't know why it was Wednesdays, but that's what just happened. And I was desperate to make friends because it was a new school for my daughter. And so we're driving there, and then I forget that it's Wednesday, but it was cool out. So I had my very nice leather jacket that, like, it's like one of those coats that just, you could not.
It's timeless.
Well, it pulls the room together, yeah. Right? Like, you kind of always look pulled together when you're wearing it, no matter how long it's been since you've showered. And so mm-hmm. thank God I had the leather jacket. So I'm like, okay, I'm cool. But I don't even know what I was wearing underneath. I definitely wasn't wearing a bra. And if you guys have been following us for a while, you know that my boobs are very big and I very rarely wear a bra. Because I hate them, but
yeah, no, she's got real big ones, and they're like snuggle in them, like
everyone does.
They're just, that's what you do.
They're,
my yes. kids snuggle in yes, your boobs.
They sure
I
do.
I don't provide.
So anyway, so it was just me and my boobs under this nice jacket. So we're outside at the playground hanging out, and it's fall, and like, the bees were everywhere, and this bee was just attacking me. And you know how bees just, like, they just zone in on a person and they will not let you go. And so I'm so desperate to make friends, and I'm talking to all these people, and this bee is just like dive bombing me. And I'm, you know, we're running around, I'm running and I'm dodging and stuff. And then at one point it flies into my jacket, and I'm like, oh, oh, and I have to take off my jacket.
Mm-hmm.
So I undo it, and then just all of me just comes pouring out on the playground. And these nice dads are like trying to help this bee get away from me.
Oh,
and
God.
I'm running with my boobs just like flailing everywhere. And it just went from what maybe everyone said, maybe she looked kind of pulled together, to just fully revealing that I am just a shell of a woman who has a nice coat. Running from a bee on the playground.
Oh, which I can only imagine the sounds that were coming out of your mouth, by the way.
Well, and then, you know, when you're embarrassed, and of course I'm sweating because you have instant
mom sweat,
embarrassing mom sweat. And then, yeah. And then you're trying to be cool because I really didn't want to take the jacket off. So I'm like, I'm fine. And I think it stung my hand. That's what happened. Then I got stung by it. So then I'm in pain.
Yeah.
And I'm running, and my boobs are everywhere.
Wow.
And then the pandemic happened. Thank God. So I didn't have to see those people again for a year.
Like, where's that crazy bee lady with the big tits?
The bad. Just buy a bra, woman. Oh, anyway.
That's amazing.
You have a playground story too. What is it? Maybe it's playground stories.
Well, because that's when you're around other moms, especially trying when you so hard. Yeah, trying very hard. And this is before too, like I knew people at the school. But I get so angry when the ice cream truck comes around a school. Because I'm just like, come on. Like, I mean, it's very smart of him.
The businesswoman in me is high-fiving you. Genius.
To the guy.
Right, the mom in me is flipping you off.
Yeah. So the mom in me is the person who was there. And I was I was the mom. And I was just like, gosh darn, it was after school and we were staying on the playground and some parents stay and hang. And so all of the kids, and they were little, like they were like kindergarten, first grade, go running to the truck. And you can see all the parents kind of looking at each other like, solidarity, like what's happening. And I do not know what happened, but I was like, in my head, I'm like, I have cash. And I had like a 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is basically a third of an ice cream cone. Yeah. From an ice cream
you can get like
days.
One of those gumball eyes from the SpongeBob.
It's like $42.50 to buy two kids ice cream.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm like running down to where the kids are just because I just like, you know, to help my kids out, not even like thinking for a second that none of these other moms want to get involved. And I only have a 10. And these kids are like seeing my kids by the eyes. And at this point, I'm realizing what I've done, but how am I supposed to be like, never mind, please keep driving because my kids are about to lose it. And you're just, it's just one of those moments where I just,
and
up.
You're like that mom that just waltzes in, flicks the kids aside, and buys ice cream for her kids.
But these are young kids, so now they're crying.
Sure.
And
everyone hates
Everyone hates me.
The kids hate you. The parents hate
you.
Okay,
but then it's me, right? So I'm like, oh my God, I'm really sorry. I just wasn't thinking. And I just, I only had $10. And I mean, I'm just like.
Like as if you were going to buy it for everyone.
I am a bumbling idiot. And
I probably would have judged you on that one.
Hell yeah. I mean, someone else is telling the story right now
about you,
about me, because I was that. And I don't know what came over me, like just bad decision making.
Yeah, it's just, wasn't your best work.
Not my best work. Definitely embarrassed. Haven't really brought it up, but want to like these people who I still know.
Well, and I doubt anyone will remember.
Isn't that wild? Like I remember being horrified by myself.
I'm constantly horrified by myself, but I get it. I mean, that was, but yeah. I don't know what it is. It's like you just see your kids and then you go back in that bubble of your own little existence.
But I so rarely have cash. I was like excited. I was like, I got a 10.
How many people can I piss off for $10?
How can I ruin 12 a children's
delightful
lives?
Afternoon.
Delightful afternoon. Ding, 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 ding. Horrible. I'm a horrible human.
And then what did you do? So then you just let your kids eat that ice cream in front of all the other children?
Worst. No, I made them leave. I was like, we have to go.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
good.
After I bumbled over myself. Like, it was horrible.
Oh my gosh. Well, at least you were wearing a bra.
Yes. Me not wearing a bra is
not,
very
not a problem.
Than you not wearing a bra.
And it's the funny thing is that you wear a bra way more than I do. Well, you can find sports bras that are actually comfortable.
Yeah, I'm a sport. I really only wear sports bras.
I mean, does anyone wear a bra anymore?
So, yes, these are the moments that make us who we are. And this is what these moments are, right? These sweaty, sweaty mom moments.
Sweaty.
Embarrassing sweaty mom moments is going to be the new name of this episode. Uh-huh. But your brain isn't working right.
No.
Right? Proof when I took out the 10. Like, your brain is not working right. And people call it mommy brain. And I think that term is actually quite offensive to a lot of people.
Is it?
There are people who hate the term mommy brain.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm grateful for it because
it's an excuse.
I got it. I got it bad. Well, now I have menopause brain.
Oh.
And I have blonde brain. I'm just spacey. So I'll take whatever label will allow people to not hate me.
Yeah. Well, I feel like you turn into a zombie. Like you turn into not yourself. Your brain's on auto. Mommy zombie. We disappear.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wrote a song about it.
All right. You guys ready to help me out on this?
You guys ready? Okay. It's not easy. It's not easy being a mom.
Being a mom.
I need a vacation.
I need a vacation.
It's 2 years long.
2 years long.
Couldn't find my baby.
Couldn't find my baby.
While I was holding my baby.
While I was holding my baby.
I'm a mommy zombie.
I'm a mommy zombie.
I just need a nap.
I just need a nap.
You guys are doing so good.
You guys are so good.
I went to the store.
I went to the store
with my pants inside out.
With my pants inside out.
Had a play date in the park.
Had a play date in the park.
But I was supposed to go to a different park.
Supposed to go to a different park.
Had a meeting on Zoom.
Meeting on Zoom.
Forgot to cover up my boo.
Cover up my boo.
I'm a mommy zombie.
I'm a mommy zombie.
I just need a nap.
I just need a nap.
Put the milk in the pantry.
Milk in the pantry.
Left my card at the bar.
Card at the bar.
Left my fresh Starbucks coffee.
Fresh Starbucks coffee.
On the roof of my car.
Roof of my car.
Burnt dinner in the oven.
Dinner in the oven.
Sleep making love it.
Sleep making love.
I'm a mommy zombie.
I'm a mommy zombie.
I just need a nap.
I just need a nap.
Left the downstairs lamp on.
Downstairs lamp
Forgot
on.
Forgot to take out my tampon.
Take out my tampon.
I'm a mommy zombie.
I'm a mommy zombie.
And I just need a nap.
I just need a nap.
I'm a mommy zombie.
I'm a mommy zombie.
And I just need a nap.
I just need a nap.
I'm a mommy zombie.
I'm a mommy zombie.
I just need a nap.
The most embarrassing thing my son has ever done is when he was 5 years old, he yelled so that like everyone in our building could hear, "Mom, I can smell your crotch from here."
So for my daughter's 9th birthday, all she wanted was a guinea pig. She begged and begged, promised she would take care of it, love it, clean its cage, play with it every day. I was hesitant, but on her 9th birthday, we went to PetSmart. We bought this baby guinea pig, the cage, all the fixings. Went home and she was terrified. And the guinea pig was pretty terrified too. It did not like us. It was difficult to pick it up. The one time she actually did pick it up, I think she dropped it. I was the only one holding this guinea pig. It was hell to get her to clean the cage. Pretty much all fell on me. So after one day when I was holding the guinea pig and it bit me, we decided this guinea pig needed to go back to the pet store. My husband offered to bring it to a dumpster, which I was not going to let happen. So I put the guinea pig back in the cardboard box that it came in. We still had it and went back to PetSmart. When I got there, the person helping me opened the box and said the guinea pig was already way too large and they refused to take it back. I begged and begged, told the guy my husband was going to kill it if I went home with this guinea pig, and I was, you know, didn't want to do that. Can they please, please take it back? And the guy said, "Ma'am, we are not taking this guinea pig back." I didn't know what to do. So I put the guinea pig in the box down on the table in front of me. And I said, "Yes, you are." And I ran out of there as fast as I possibly could. I kept running and running and running. I ran down the block and into an Aldi supermarket where I hid for about half an hour. Very scared. Nobody came after me, and that is the end of my story.
Well, I hope everyone feels better.
Yeah, about their embarrassing moments.
I kind of feel good confessing my beeb and boob story.
Beeb
and boob.
Justin Bieber was there.
It was Justin Bieber that was helping me out.
it is. I mean, solidarity. Like, that's what this is all about. Validation, solidarity. We all feel this way.
I know.
And we've all been through it.
And our job is to just talk about it.
And isn't that wonderful?
Isn't that just so great? So thank you guys for tuning in. Next week's episode is Unbelievable Birth Stories. Oh my gosh. Get ready.
Yeah, we have some really, we have an incredible guest that we're interviewing mm-hmm. who has an amazing story.
Mm-hmm. If you haven't already, please do subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen. And we would love it if you left us a 5-star review. That just helps our episode get out to more people.
That's right. And make sure that you follow us on social. So we are on Instagram at Band of Mothers Official is the handle. So make sure you follow us there because that's where you'll see all of our questions that we ask of you. We put our bomb report surveys up there. You can follow what we're doing day to day on stories. And that is where you can see if you're in the Denver area, where our live shows are every month that cover lots of things within each theme that we explore. And lastly, make sure that if you are on Facebook, you join our Band of Mothers Facebook group. It is a very kind, supportive, high vibe group of women that we're very proud to have cultivated on such a crazy platform.
Absolutely. So, and last but not least, let's just take a moment to share the love to other moms. So if you're driving, don't do this. But if you're not, grab your phone and just text another mom and tell her that she's awesome. Let's just have some mommy zombie solidarity. You know, maybe even if you know you've got a mom friend in the hood that's just going through a rough patch, just drop a latte off on her front door and ring the doorbell or text her from your car so she doesn't even have to talk to you. Just leave her a coffee.
What's that called where you like, you ring it and then run? Dong and dive or something? I don't think it's called dong and dive. That's what I used to do in college.
Ding dong dash.
Dine and dash is different. Well,
that's dine and dash. That's, don't dine and dash. Pay for the Starbucks coffee, but then give it to your friend. Anyway, just text a mom and tell her that she's awesome. And if you want a ding dong dasher, do that too. Everyone would love a coffee on our doorstep or some flowers or some sort of carb, which always makes me happy.
I'll never forget like the one time my family brought me coffee in bed. Never forget it.
Just that one time. We hold on to so little. Anyway, so text a mom right now. Tell her that she's awesome. Text your own mom, your sister, a friend, a teacher who's a mom. Just someone who you know could just use a little love. It's a great way to spread the mom karma, and that's what Band of Mothers is all about. Don't forget to listen to Band of Mothers podcast weekly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.